Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
That's dark. That's white. That's dark. My puppet head has all white hair.
I want it to last.
There's only
for
one
a while.
Person who looks good with the puppet.
I know.
He's in the bottom part of it, and he's the guy that put it all together.
He's the guy that loves showing the puppets.
It's a conspiracy. It's also the guy
that's got Muppet hair normally.
Yeah, I guess you do fall into it pretty easy because of the...
Yeah, that's right. You have Muppet hair. But your hair is easy to duplicate.
Yes.
Josh, the funniest line Josh had for me when he was doing our AI puppets over the weekend was, the AI doesn't like me.
No.
But the, I want the... Can, how does the hair... Is there a way of changing the hair?
I'll work on it.
On like two-toned puppet? Hair?
Yeah, there is.
I think. Can we go back? Can we get a picture of the puppets again? Up so we can see...
All not right. That one. This one.
There he is.
All right. First of all, I don't have a full beard.
Right. Well, remember, we first had the puppet without a beard, and you looked odd.
I looked very odd because mm-hmm. the facials here. If you got rid of just the sides, that might be a better thing. Then I have snow white hair all over my... There is not a touch of dark color in my...
Well, that's it. And then, to be fair, Mike, one of the best things you can do in this business is to plan ahead. And so he's planned your image ahead for 10 years.
Well, it's going. Yeah, I'm exactly. losing it. I'm losing it.
Look, that's no. You've never been better.
No, don't. Shut up. I Jesus
don't
Christ.
Don't tell me to shut up for that.
I've never been better.
Kind words.
No, you're full of crap. Dark hair. That's dark. It's thinner, but it's dark. Look at it. That's dark. And the puppet has white hair. And look at who had the perfect, doesn't have old man mouth because his mouth is closed.
Right.
Has the perfect faux hawk.
Yeah.
Well, and you.
Mike, you have some hair, which is nice. I look like I'm going through some sort of program.
You don't have any hair in your picture right here.
No, but I have I've got a stubble of beard.
Your head is shaved.
Yes, but what about my beard? There's no evidence. Yeah. And what about my eyebrows? Can you bring the picture up again, John?
Well, sure.
Thanks.
You know, the problem is there are no photos of the three of us together. So the AI had to go off a screenshot of the show.
Well, that doesn't change anything.
That's why Rob's got the big headphones.
I think that I look like I've been very brave through treatment.
You do have eyebrows. Aren't those eyebrows right above your
eyeballs? I think those just might be just the top of my eyes.
And I think the Love Boat puppets were better.
I hate those worst.
Oh no!
I look at that. Rob doesn't have a beatnik beard.
Yeah, a little bit.
And his head is deformed.
Yeah, it is pointed. But imagine how easy it would be to put a hat on with your head shape.
I like the bags, though. At least that's accurate. The bags, but I don't have white eyebrows. Look at my eyebrows; they're dark.
But look how much better the beard looks.
The beard.
That's dead on.
The color of the. Well, see, I do have a white beard now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all white.
Yeah.
But.
Also, Mike, it's a puppet. You can't
get
subtleties of stuff with a puppet.
I know, but I can at least. Hair color is not a subtlety.
And also.
And you don't
Mike,
have any hair, so you don't, it's fine. You don't have any hair.
I know.
What did
I know.
You want? Fake hair?
No, I don't want hair on my head. I want hair on my face.
You hardly have any hair on your face this yeah, morning. You haven't grown
and,
it out.
Come and touch my face and feel the hair. You'll see.
You didn't stay with the dark beard color.
No, I trimmed my beard and I will recolor. I was so pleased with it that I didn't know how it was going to take to short hair. So I grew
so
my hair out for the
so
first
full
process.
Of crap, isn't
what?
It?
What are you saying?
I was so pleased with it that I shaved it all off.
No, because I didn't know how it was going to take to short hair. So I grew my beard for like an additional week and a half, 2 weeks before I applied.
Well, how
it.
Do you want your puppet? Facial hair or not facial hair?
I want my actually what I'd like. If we're taking requests, and I guess there are no bad ideas, I'd like to go with the modern puppet of Josh, the one that's on the open, the boat puppet of you, Mike, because that was better. And then
no.
me, I would,
no.
and then I would just like to be a picture of me with the puppets. So it looked like perhaps I was the puppeteer.
The new photograph. Puppets that Josh did are better than the boat puppet.
I think your boat puppet is the apex of your puppet.
Yeah, I think the boat puppet's better.
I think
of you. I don't like my boat puppet.
I think I'm invoking my status on the show to at least request that my puppet. I don't mind the newer puppet. If this is trimmed so it's skin and the hair is darker and the eyebrows are darker, that's the only change I need to do.
I will work on your puppet.
Oh, God
bless. We will get you a new puppet.
That's so nice. That you don't have to do that.
You know what would be great?
Joanne's is going out of business. We can get all the felt we need.
Get all the felt you want. Exactly. And hair.
That's right. At Jimmy's, when we go to Jimmy's in May, it will be a puppet show.
Can't wait.
It's about time.
Right. Welcome. Oh, by the way, welcome, everyone. Happy Monday from the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
How you doing, guys?
hey, you want a picture with the face?
So John Lovett's clip, you know. And I want to give a shout out to my friend John Harris, a retired police officer from Fairfax County. He put a great post up just live streaming with his dogs going to the dump. He is Mr. America, as far as he is Americana, God and country. The man is legit.
Good guy.
He owns it. He's my man. I love John Harris.
Do you wish you had
a shout out up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina? I just smiled. I said to Kyle, I'm looking at his like rambling 12-minute live stream, and I said, he's the real deal, and he is. He's the real deal. That's what he's all about. He's kind of a good old boy.
Yeah.
And what a motorcycle officer he was. You want to talk about skills?
Oh, first of all, he was the one that could do like the tight circle at like 1 mile
oh, yeah.
an hour.
And
God,
he's
so
like,
cool.
And he's 6'4". So yeah. It looks like he's riding a mini bike when he's on his electric glide. So it's just he's a good guy.
Would you like to have a John Harris puppet?
You know, is there any Josh? Is there anybody on this show that goes to the callback too early? Other than Rob Spiewak,
it's not even a callback. It was still a topic.
No,
callback
what?
Would be
no,
like in the second segment.
We had moved off
segment.
Of it. No, we had moved off the.
Were
topic.
You not still thinking about save, the puppets?
No, I was not.
I
saved the
you
puppet
were.
Reference for the third segment.
The third act.
That's what a professional broadcaster would do.
Well, he would wait. I'll read the book.
He would wait to the third. But when you want to do a callback, a cheap callback. Early on, when
don't
we
first
of
all of don't
it.
Do value the callback.
It's a cheap callback.
It's not cheap. It's the most expensive callback we've
no,
had
no, it's
ever.
A cheap. It's
ever.
A cheap joke. It's a cheap
no,
joke.
No, it's great. It's fantastic, and it was worth it because of the.
You
face
know what's
you
also
made.
Cheap? As I attempt to segue here, my scratch remover from Temu. Is it Temu or Temu?
Let's figure in and make a decision because I've heard it both ways. I like Temu.
I like Temu also.
Okay.
It's natural to say Temu.
Right.
Then we've agreed. It's Temu. When you order off of Temu, I think it should warn everyone that don't expect necessarily to get your products post-haste.
No, it's very slow. Very slow.
I got a small package, a small little bag over the weekend that contained something, and I had no idea what it was. You know, we have Simpler, which is a sponsor of ours, which is beard coloring.
Mm-hmm.
The product I got was Color Easy, and it had absolutely no instructions in it. It had Color Easy on the tube. And
was it not pronounced Colo Reezy?
It's Color Easy.
Color Easy.
I had to go online and put it into a search engine to determine what it was, and it said it's a car scratch fixer. That's what it. Now, why or when? And I don't doubt that I ordered it. When this happened, I have no idea because I'd forgotten about it, and I'm sure I didn't.
Same thing happened to me this weekend, Mike. It's so funny you bring it up. I ordered two for my Elvis shelf. I ordered two Elvis.
Oh, he broke up. Did he freeze on you, John?
He did freeze on me.
Oh, what a
shame. Am I back?
You're back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So getting back to my story,
I'm commiserating with you.
But we lost your connection. So,
it happened to me this weekend that...
Well, I'm telling my story about what
Well, you'd
reached
happened. A stopping point. And I was
no,
trying,
I hadn't.
Going...
I hadn't finished the story. I have a visual aid, too.
Oh, would then
like
go.
To see, would you like to see my my tube of Color
show
Easy?
Us, show All us right, your tube. Hey, you know what's nice? They printed the directions right on it.
There it is, ladies and
Can
gentlemen.
Can you throw that into Google Translate? It's just all Asian characters.
Well, it's obviously Chinese, I think.
Well, I mean, it could be any of those exotic languages.
Absolutely. I don't want to commit to the fact because I don't write Chinese.
But, no.
That's it. So I'm not sure.
So, and how do you remember how much you paid for the 1.5 grams?
I have no
of
memory
it?
Of even buying it. So I don't know. But I took it out to... there's a little... Yes, go ahead.
This is different than the golf club scratch remover?
That's coming from Croatia.
Okay, so this is a different scratch remover.
Yeah, and the Croatian scratch remover was not a Temu product.
That sounds like,
gotcha.
Like a wrestling guy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Croatian scratch remover!
I'll kill you! I'll kill you!
Are you the Croatian scratch remover?
So I got this stuff, and I went out. I'm a total rube.
Yeah.
And I put it on this little scratch that I have where my car trunk gate opens up and it hits the top of the garage door.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a little dent. Not a dent, but it's a little chip out. And it's, I mean, this is heavy duty paint that it's got, and it won't do a damn thing. It's
sure.
It's for surface scratches, which you can probably buff out with a magic eraser.
Right.
The Croatian. Golf club scratch remover seems to be on my brain. I figured out what the Chinese think of us. I know, and they are correct, that Americans will buy anything.
Sure.
They will buy anything. Because if you go to Temu, it's just crap.
Yeah.
It's crap that nobody really needs, but people will get it.
And it's all like $4. It's very reasonable, but... It's no good. That's the problem. I think maybe...
Wait a minute, but Josh got a fanny pack that he liked.
Oh, yeah, the fashion bag. I think Temu is good for little junk that you don't want to spend much money on. Like, I am about to purchase power adapters for, like, European travel. Now, that might cause a fire issue.
But not your
but
house.
I don't want to spend money on the little converter.
You are someone who... has worked around electronics all of your career.
And that's I'm realizing the issue as I say it out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, you know, I mean, wouldn't you be concerned about a reliability issue? Huh? Wouldn't you think that that might be a problem with that?
Perhaps. I'm rethinking my strategy right now.
What do you think the chances are that you're going to get a package from Japan and it's going to be like a coat hanger and two sets of alligator clips? That's all they've got for your power adaption.
It gives you a terrible electrical shock. And now we can move on to your thing that you hijacked my initial story with. What did you get for your Elvis shelf?
Yeah, it's I got two Elvis keychains. They looked on the ad like they were Lego. They were very neat. There was a red jumpsuit and a white jumpsuit Elvis. I couldn't decide, so I
bet that'll
both.
Be perfect. That's the kind of crap that's right in the middle of their wheelhouse, right?
It came unassembled with no instructions. It's just pieces of
Elvis.
And
it's a knockoff Lego.
It is. It's exactly what it is. There's no instructions.
I got Chinese Legos one time.
Did
with
they
no
give
instructions.
You give you cancer?
I worry about it. I put this on and then I washed my hands after the because I have no idea what kind of chemicals are in there, you know?
It's mysterious. And they've got different laws, Mike.
That's what I hear.
They could have like red M&Ms, anything.
Yeah. Back in the day when Oscar went over there, he said the air quality was in Beijing was absolutely horrific.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the smog was terrible. Are you opening that right now?
I wanted to show you, Mike.
All right. Does it have anything resembling?
That's Elvis's hair.
Okay.
It's right, a little and then let's see. Right. Here's the.
Is it simple enough that it doesn't need instructions? Or do you have a pile of pieces now that you don't know how to put together?
I could probably figure it out, but I was really hoping it would be one piece. Here are the jumpsuit stickers for how you make the Eagle jumpsuit.
So it's so cheap that you thought it was assembled, and no word on the website that this was not assembled, correct?
No, Mike, and it's barely a website.
And no instructions on how
Elvis's head. There's no face on it. There's no face. Maybe there's a sticker for his face. Oh, there is. All right. You know what?
Maybe you could do that. Maybe you could at least.
Very top.
The very top. Put Elvis's face on his head.
Okay. Here we go.
At least you can do that. You can do that. It doesn't matter where.
And then I can have a beautiful piece of Elvis.
Put his sticker on his face and then put the hair on it, and you'll have Elvis's real head.
Do you know what's so great?
You don't need the body.
These. Like at Graceland, where you just go and see Elvis's head.
Right.
The stickers
are
aren't
you
even,
doing it? Are
Mike,
you,
would
on.
You listen? Mouth?
God, the stickers, I'm mouth. Go ahead. What?
The stickers are not perforated, so I have to cut it out. Give me a second.
So they don't just like peel off?
No. It's like a sheet that you have to.
Because it's cheaper to do
it. Yeah, it is cheaper to do that. So I'm cutting out Elvis's face.
Elvis has face. Elvis has face. Elvis has face.
Now, Tripp is asking in the chat, do you have to soak those stickers in water? Are they not adhesive?
You know, it's great. If there were instructions, it would tell me that.
I don't know.
Maybe
I think they're self-adhesive.
Sticker.
You know what? They might be water because it's not peeling.
That is so beyond cheap.
You know what? I think the total investment for both keychains was under $6, but I'm so pissed.
Under $6?
Yeah, for two keychains, that's not bad.
No, come on.
At this point, grab a Sharpie and just draw little eyeballs on there.
Well, I'm thinking about how I have to put all these eagles on his jumpsuit.
That's
be here
interesting
a week.
That Tripp knew about the soaking in water for the
Why is that interesting?
That's just funny.
I would have sat there just tearing out that paper.
I love that. Oh, my God.
Hold it. I think we're making progress on Elvis's face.
Hey, Mike, come on the show with your sunscreen still on you. My God.
Is your face oily?
Yeah, I just noticed that. My lotion. My face lotion in the morning.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
I'm noticing my Ed Turney head today a little bit more.
Oh, wait.
Normal.
Mike?
Yes, is it working?
It's working.
All right, let's take a peek.
And there are no hands better suited to doing Legos than my stupid hands. Here we go, Mike. Well, ta-da. Ready?
He's doing the construction right now.
We have a head.
That is really uncanny, isn't it?
So once you got it cut out, were you able to peel it?
Yes, but I had to use non-existent fingernails to do it.
At least it's not that cheap that you have to soak it in water.
Well, it is cheap enough that...
That's the most important part is Elvis's head.
No, the most important part is the cape.
The cape? Does it have a cape?
I think it has a paper cape.
Like a sticker cape?
I'm looking right now. Hold on. Oh, the pieces are everywhere.
All right, forget it. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Oh, I found the cape. I found
it. It's fine. All right, very good.
And the cape will have an eagle on
it,
too. It is. It is a paper cape.
This isn't taking too long to see this. Let me see. All right. This is
effectively
stuffed out. Okay, Rob. All right, that's fine. You know,
Mike, did I disappoint you?
No, not at all.
No,
thank you.
Timo has.
It was right here the whole time. Elvis's cape.
That paper or fabric?
I think it's heavy paper.
Tear it to see.
No, I bet $6 on this. I've already made his head.
Yeah, so
I've invested.
So anyway, we all had our little experiences, and I haven't gotten an update on my Croatian golf club cleaner.
I will say the translation headphones I got from Timu, very good.
No, what are they?
They're where Josh will put headphones in his ears, and he will get translations on the fly from someone speaking to him. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and a quick test at home. Seems like it works.
How did you test it? I'm fascinated to know how you tested it.
Well, Kelly is learning French for our trip, so I had her say some words, and it translated in my head.
So if you go to, for example, you go to a hotel check-in where they speak French, and you'll be able to listen to it, and so, but it doesn't go the other way where you will be.
I haven't tried it yet.
But so you won't be able to respond.
It says if I give the other person one earbud and I have one earbud, it'll go back and forth.
Really?
And translate both sides.
Really?
Yeah. So I haven't been able to give it a full test of that yet.
So did you put an earbud in Kelly's ear and then say something in English?
I have
not
yet.
So you think there's a chance these
will work? There's a chance this thing's decent.
I'd love to take a look at them.
I have used they're not in here.
Okay.
But I'll bring them tomorrow.
That would be the first step in getting our show international.
Right. Yeah, I've now edited the Spanish version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, do they only do French? Is there not a dial where you could like put in German if
you
wanted?
You choose any language you want.
So they're a dedicated language that. And how much did those set you back?
Oh, a whole $11.
$11.
And I'll tell you what. The reason I haven't listened to the translation is I've been using them as Bluetooth headphones, and they sound great.
Really? So yeah. I mean, this might really. I want to.
It's not
know.
A bad purchase.
I mean, that would be. But then it's an earbud, correct?
Hey, bud.
Let me go grab them and I'll show you. I like about them is they go around my ear and set on the outside. They're like that bone conductor.
Yeah, because if you're asking like someone a waiter to shove one of your earbuds.
They don't go in the ear. They sit on the outside.
Oh, but okay. French waiters
right,
put
get
them in.
Go grab them. I think we need to see what these are. But it seems if the technology for $11, he's so tall. For that type of thing. And are you putting together your puppet right now?
Mike, I made a bad discovery while you were talking about this. I put the hair on the head and the face is upside down. So now instead of having like a big Elvis pompadour, if I put his eyes up, he looks like he's Amish, and it's a big beard, because I put the face on
upside
down.
Can't you just pull off the...
I will, but that's much too involved
for
right
now. Oh,
but
it's the sticker that you screwed
up. Yeah, the sticker I screwed up. So
you put it on...
I put the face on upside down.
You were
down.
Rushing to get it.
I was.
It's difficult for you to do manual labor under
Mike,
pressure.
Everything for me
that.
Is difficult.
No,
and I just found
it's
out,
not. No,
I found out that if you want to attach the keychain to Elvis, you have to put a small screw in his head.
So now it's an upside down Elvis set. Why don't you screw? Can you do that on camera? Screw that into his head.
No,
and you'll be able to see Rob's hands.
Or you need to drill a hole first.
I might have to. I'm going to have to wait, Mike, because this whole face thing has got me thrown.
Okay.
I mean, I can't have Elvis with an upside down face.
All right, you have to drill the hole.
It might be smart. It would have to be
bit. What is underneath the head, which is now upside down? Can I see that piece?
I guess it's a body piece of some sort. It's probably this. Hold on, because this has armholes as well. So let me put the head on that with the upside down face. Let's see if it
can
fits.
Can we see the upside down face again?
Please? Yes, of course. I'll put you the upside down face with the trunk of Elvis's body.
All right. There it is.
It's so sad.
Now, what's interesting is those are not similar connectors, like hair and the
I would
body.
Think that it would the head would be, either side. But one is a hole and one is a peg, and I That's chose the wrong
toy.
Side up.
All right, well, put them away now because you're a little obsessive.
I am distracted, so and I'm sorry, Elvis, wherever you are, that your face is upside down.
Would you order it again?
Well, now that I know which side the face goes up, absolutely. You live, you learn. The next one's going to be perfect.
And it's all stuff that is generated for our interests, right? That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so. If you
have
go
you
there,
gotten the one where they say where you spin a wheel to get a $300 credit?
You can't even
you
get into the
that.
Site without spinning the wheel.
So you get a $300 credit, and then if you add one, what is that about? Because does it really give you?
It doesn't.
I moved
really.
Off the website before
did
I
you,
could find out.
Did you? Hold it, Mike. Did you go to the next level? Did you download the app?
No, I did not.
Oh, I've downloaded the app.
Oh, see? And my app says I have $110 in credit.
So
but I can't seem to make
think
that
that's
work.
Real.
Yes.
So it's a lie.
It I think
a
so,
lie.
Yeah.
Because they don't care. They don't have rules. So they don't care if they lie to us. That's fine. Doesn't
and
matter.
Does Temu text you like every other day now?
Oh, I blocked them.
I get Temu on a regular basis.
I get Temu and I get Shine. S-H-E-I-N. That's another Temu-like.
Yeah, Temu texts me, yeah, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday. Once a day, I get a text message from Temu.
Are they in French?
They might as well be. They're in English, but they don't make sense because they cut off the product name.
Oh, that's
yesterday,
not
they wanted me
marketing.
To buy some type of laser engraver. Before that, a headset. Before that, a press machine, a foldable bathtub, and a 3D printer.
I think that engraver might come in handy. You should buy that.
That's $144. That sounds
high for
Temu.
Oh, I'm sure if you spin the wheel, you can get it for $80.
I'm going down here to see if I get a Temu.
Oh, it's a wood engraver.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and leather. I could.
Oh,
make
do
the
you get woodworking
then...
ads? I get a lot of woodworking ads.
I do.
That's it.
Yeah, I get a I lot of then. Ads for
there
hats.
There it is. Important was $42.99 from Temu. Let's see what it is. All right.
Is it a woodworking product?
AIUHI 5-piece wooden kitchen set.
Ah.
$1.54.
How can you beat that?
You can't.
You can't, Mike.
And if it's made out of wood, and, you know, that's amazing.
And I told you my $6 fashion bag.
Yes.
Is selling on Amazon for $40.
This is probably the case, the best case to discuss how great Temu is.
Yeah. So here are my Temu headphones. Nice little charging case. Wow. And then they're little loops. So instead of going in your ear, it just sets on the outside of your
that
ear.
That is that I mean for what, $11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just goes like that.
And it works.
And they're made of lead.
And it works outstanding as Bluetooth headphones.
Outstanding.
How does it?
It is an outstanding product.
Now when you I have. Now there's little things like, you know, on my AirPods, you just tap to pause and play, and I can't figure out how to do that on these.
Well, none of those ever work.
But these
I
use.
That.
You know what I use? I use these for sleeping because they don't go in my ear; they lay on the outside.
I see. Because in the past, you've lost how many earbuds in your ear while you sleep?
I believe Temu thinks that I'm a real handyman based on my interests, and I am not.
Temu fancies me a real dandy because they send me hat ads all the time.
By the way, speaking of hats, I think it's important because we've been talking about the cruise so much that we mention that we are going to be at Jimmy's on Kentucky Derby weekend on Saturday for Derby Day, and we do want people to wear hats.
Please.
Wear your fancy Kentucky Derby hats, and we'd like men and women to wear the most flamboyant women's hats they can possibly wear. Wait,
I love the word flamboyant. That totally captures it. Yes.
So many woodworking tools.
And call Jimmy's and reserve your table.
Yes. Are we getting reservations up there?
We are.
Is it
I haven't gotten an update.
Are we disappointed about that? Like we?
No, I think we're doing okay.
All right. Very good. Looking forward.
Got a message yesterday about travel from Spokane.
Oh, okay. That's good.
People
that's
are come, good. Traveling to come to Jimmy's.
That's the same people. All right. I don't get depressed about that. I don't get.
Have you ever looked up
watches? We have essentially, the show is surviving now on 11 listeners. I want to point
that very
out.
Very generous
we
people,
are,
though.
We are surviving
very
on 11 dedicated listeners. Now, getting back to the Temu, $15 for a wooden measuring cup set.
Why would you want a wooden measuring cup set?
Because it's beautiful.
No.
It looks to be hand-carved.
I can only imagine what chemicals they use to seal those cups in China.
I'm going into the bed. Lots of pillows. I'm going into the bed.
No, you stay away, Mike. What you need to search are watches, because that's going to be your angle. They're going to show up with so many beautiful watches for you.
All right, hold on. I'm doing it right now.
Hand-carved wooden watch. The hardest part about a Temu watch, Josh, is the stickers where you put the numbers on.
Right, I think maybe kitchen utensils or maybe clothing might be the best deal on Temu, because I think of electronics and you're going to get ripped up. Like,
yeah,
it's
I
not
bought
gonna
some
work quite.
Mike, I bought some clothing from Temu and it was great.
The watches are, you know, the watches are what they are. They're very, very cheap to manufacture. So they.
But Mike, you could, you know what you could do? You could expand your collection with volume.
$14.
Do you think they keep true time, or do you think every hour you lose 3 minutes?
I think they're probably mostly quartz. They're probably not automatic. Mm-hmm. But let me get in there.
What is the difference between automatic and quartz?
Quartz is battery operated. Automatic is a self-winding.
Okay.
All right, so I'm looking at that right now.
The Elvis watch that I bought from them was a quartz watch.
This says one piece, luxury men's skeleton watch, automatic, mechanical, round dial, stainless steel case, faux leather strap. Yeah, right there they get me. That means like it's paper,
Mike, because leather is the most expensive product to make a watch strap.
Yeah. Right there, they killed me with it. But at least they were honest.
Yeah,
it'll probably be the
same material that my leather pants that I bought from them is.
Which is kind of like paper, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
but
if you
very,
really pull
very comfortable.
It, you would tear it. I'm fascinated. I could do an entire show just lingering on Timu. But it's very interesting. It's a see-through. You have skeleton watches all the time where you can see the mechanics through the watch.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm.
This is so incredibly elaborate that... You know, they're just a few tiny pieces. It's,
I think,
you know, yes.
Well, for one, Chris Arnold sent a super chat to help Mike with his next Timu order.
Okay. Oh, I think that's...
But I think maybe this might go into a TMOS extra where we spend some time on Timu, maybe
right.
pick like some products out, maybe even mm-hmm. order some stuff and then do a follow-up as they arrive.
Okay. I like
oh, you
that.
Know what would be great? What if we each chose a Timu product, like with a $5 ceiling?
For someone else?
No, and ordered it, and the first person to get the arrival wins.
I think I found one of the most expensive things on Timu.
What?
This is a watch. It's called the INW Carnival.
Yes.
That's $106.26.
I bet if you put it in your cart, it goes down to $20 somehow. That's what happens.
Add to cart. I'm going to
yeah,
do that
very
right
fluid.
Now.
And four free products.
Yeah. Have you ever been able to indulge in any of those free stuff? I haven't. I can't figure out how to work it.
No. It never ends up free once I get to the shopping cart.
Exactly. And I don't need that stuff anyway.
All right. I'm putting it in now.
All right. Mike's buying a watch.
All right. Hold on. No, I'm not going to buy it.
Careful. On. You get one keystroke away.
And when it says $15.99 at the end, you might get excited that you're getting a
all
deal.
All right, so I've got subtotal $184.44. I've got other stuff in there. And
what else is
cart,
in your cart?
Yeah, what's there in your go. Cart? I only
I've
have one thing in my
I've got the wooden spoons for $13.64.
You're going to get lockjaw.
Rob, you're wrong. Nothing has been discounted.
Well, then you might be in like the high rollers section.
Extra large reading pillow with armrest. $64.54.
Now, was that an accidental ad or something you were looking to purchase?
I may have, when I'm doing my letter writing, I actually might have,
an armrest in bed would be nice.
It's just, I like to have when I'm writing, handwriting, I like to have it like right there in front of me. And
I always
but I think
pictured
it's too,
you
it's
with
too
like
pricey.
I pictured you at like a Bob Cratchit desk.
Like the old rollaway desk.
Very tall like at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, I've got a cart that's totaled $184.44. I am not purchasing a watch for $100.
Yeah, the only thing I have in my Timu cart right now is the siren.
You have a...
The crank siren, right?
The crank siren, yeah.
Yeah, but see, you'd never be able to know how it sounds, right?
Mike, it's said in the description, it's very loud.
This is ridiculous.
It called it super terrific happy siren.
We are obsessed with it because it's all this cheap crap. Not cheap in the watch department.
No, well, they get you in.
$39, $45, $126.
What they do is they get you in with the Lego Elvises, and then they hit you with the watches and the pillows.
Yeah.
That's good
business. Not that I am not fascinated with watches on Timu. Now I was complaining about Rob's ADD. Now he has tapped into my ADD. And see, I can't even say it because I'm getting out of this right now. I'm getting out of this.
Tripp suggests that you buy the Skull Dice for 59¢.
There it is. So interesting. So
embarrassed.
So embarrassed. Yes, I am.
But Timu's probably where I can get my hat for Jimmy's.
You better order it now. It's only a month away.
Yeah, because God knows how long it's going to take.
My hat from Timu took from the end of January to this weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
If only Timu had a celebrity spokesperson.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
There, I've got my celebrity spokesperson.
I think they could get Timo Phillips.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, well, that was our little dive into Temu and the scar. The
$4.99 if you want to get a hat.
Car scratch remover. If you'd like to, you know, drop me a line. Maybe you could have that.
Do you
too.
Suppose that's generic to color, or is that? Did you buy that? A
the top row
color?
Says all Americans are idiots.
That's the brand I bought. Right. No, but
do not get on hands.
You don't remember ordering this from Temu. Do you think any chance Carla did?
No. No, okay. 100% not. She doesn't
so
care.
So could you open the tube and tell me what the color of the paste is?
White, I'm wondering, like toothpaste. It is,
okay,
and
so.
Does it taste like toothpaste? Is it teeth polisher?
Super terrific, happy tooth polish. No, Mike, no.
I wouldn't do that. God knows what's in here.
Because I'm curious if you use it on any color of car.
Color easy. All like different fonts, too.
Yeah, of course. Hold on.
I'll turn it upside down and see if you can get that.
Right, Mike, I'm afraid that if I color my car, it's going to be difficult. Hold on. Okay, hold it. I see it. It's coming.
Maybe you ordered it for the last car.
Could be.
Since Temu takes a while.
2 years ago. Come on, hands. Jesus Christ.
Mike, I think you're doing great. The medication is paying off. God.
Yeah. Yeah, good job with your Lego.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I'm not trying to say I'm any better or worse.
Oh, my God. So anyway, it's a
at least color easy is right side up, unlike Elvis's face.
You know, continue buying stuff. You got me on the... I swear to God, I will be looking at watches after the show from Team.
Do you think there is a chance? Obviously, you're not going to get anything of extraordinary quality, but is there any chance you'll find something that interests you?
Of course. Okay. I can tell you that already. It's sick. It's a sickness. Mm-hmm. They prey upon the Americans' desire for consumption that is all powerful. And, you know, and then it's going to be the ultimate invasion. No, it's not going to be Canada. It's going to be China, ladies and gentlemen. So,
and they're coming in with their color easy bombs.
Yes, absolutely.
They got to put all the guns together when they get here. Add the stickers.
Plastic. Yeah, make sure the gun is right side up.
We will take a break and we will come back with more fun. We've got the roundtable coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show. And later on, we've got celebrities who sell their souls. We'll be right back, everybody.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Oh, we go right to it now. Okay, there we go. Hold on just a second. Let me do this. Let me get my Temu monitor working. Do you have delightful memories like when you had a full head of hair that wasn't white like a puppet? Do you want to relive those halcyon days? But are they trapped on VHS tapes or film reels? And daggers. You just aren't sure where to start? Chill out, Karen. We have found the perfect solution, Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Co-founders Nick and Adam started Legacy Box in their college dorm room over a decade ago. Since then, it's grown from a team of two to the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days free access to Legacy Box Cloud, which is the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories. It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere Download, organize, and save them, and store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings you peace of mind. And now, you can't even lose your photos if you try it. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time only. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. News, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
We start today with Chapel Roan. I think she was on SNL recently. I'm pretty sure she was. But
yeah, I think so. Not this week.
Jesus
but.
Christ.
Wow.
She is under fire for insulting parents with young children. All right. Really? Are you serious about this? During her recent interview on the Call Her Daddy podcast, she said, quote, "All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I actually don't know anyone who's like happy and has like a 1-year-old, 3 and under, 4 under 5. And I literally have not met anyone who is happy, anyone who has light in their eye, or anyone who has slept. Why did my parents do this?" People are getting upset about this. Are you kidding me? Seriously?
She speaks the truth.
Not surprisingly, the negative comments are piling up. They include, "Imagine being one of those friends that confide in her about being an exhausted parent, only for her to share it with the world in a negative way." Who cares?
Exactly.
Shut up, please.
I used to tell Carrie, no matter how bad we do with our kids, there are millions and millions of people that are doing worse. So just do the best you can. And you know what? Part of that is lack of sleep. You got to deal with it.
And she's exaggerating as well.
Yes, yeah. She's, I think, attempting a little levity, I believe, right? I mean, anyway, another person writes, "I feel like Chapel speaks like an overly confident 19-year-old. Once again, so what if she does? Chapel Roan is a mean girl with extremely negative energy, and I'm tired of pretending she's not." What is wrong with people? Really, what is wrong with people? Can't you just let people pop off occasionally?
Mike,
I mean, really.
This story settles it. I am no longer going to let Chapel Roan tell me how to parent.
There's even a TikTok trend of moms posting happy videos with their kids with Chapel's comments playing over them. Okay. Yeah, we get it. Okay, you are happy if you have kids.
Look, they're happy, happy moms with sensible haircuts, Mike.
You got three parents here. We've all been there. We've done it. You have great, great moments, and you have horrific moments when you have a 3-year-old.
Yes.
It's everybody. That's the way it works. But as I mention to people all the time, I think I speak with maybe a little more credibility than a lot of people because I had a son late in life, very late in life. And I will tell you, it's the happiest I've ever been. I really, really dig every minute. I've enjoyed every phase of it. And so he's like, "Oh, that's because your wife does that." No, we've co-parented in a very active way. And it's still great, even when he's a little a-hole. It's fun. I love it.
Chapel Roan says that kids in his age group are never happy.
No, kids in his age group can be a pain in the ass, but it doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, it's a good thing.
Dad, it's a great thing. Dad. It's the best thing in the world.
And what I'm saying now more than anything else, language. Language. Yes.
What's his go-to bad word?
Oh, man. What the fuck? And he doesn't finish the. That's his new thing.
Well, that's an attention getter.
Yeah, and there's a lot of jargon, Josh. I know you'll back me up on this. Lots of lingo and
you gotta keep
ways
up with
of
it.
You got to keep up, but I'm done with that. Mike, I can't do that.
But he didn't say fudge.
Well, he sometimes can. Sometimes, you know, you'll hear it when he says. And by the way, he had his buddy over yesterday, and they're both great kids. And this kid is super bright, and that's what they share. They're very, very intellectually advanced young men. And this one kid is so funny. I made a dish that I will tell you about later in the show. And I said, "How do you like it?" And he said, "It's like a Disney fireworks explosion in your mouth."
Wow.
I just thought it was, I said, shut up. Come on now, you know? Well, I'm sorry. My apologies. Let me fix that. It was 60 years ago that Roger Daltrey sang, "Hope I Die Before I Get Old."
Oh, talking about my generation.
It didn't happen. Daltrey just turned 81 earlier this month. He's still performing. But it sounds like the wheels may start to fall off soon. During a show at Royal Albert Hall in London, Daltrey said, quote, "The joys of getting old mean you go deaf. I also now have got the joy of going blind." Now, I don't know if he's exaggerating that, because a lot of rock and rollers have lost their hearing with stage monitors.
Yeah.
And
The Who, notorious for loud concerts. I told him if he kept that up, he's going to go blind.
He added, quote, "Fortunately, I still have my voice, because then I'll have a full Tommy." That's right, if he doesn't have his voice.
Okay.
He was referring to the main character of their rock opera, Tommy, the deaf, dumb, blind kid. That's mm-hmm.
But he sure played a mean pinball.
Sure plays a mean pinball. Was the Who notorious for their loud concerts?
I believe so. I think they held a record for a while. They're also notorious for having the person die in Cincinnati when they had the festival seating. They all rushed in and someone was trampled at a Who concert.
Are you a Who fan? Do you like the Who?
I like their hits. I'm not a big album guy, but I really like My Generation. I like Boris the Spider. And I like Who Are You? I think that's a great song.
Man, I remember that one. I was at Marist College when that one broke. And we got complimentary albums from the record companies, even at a college radio station. And that one came in. And man, bam, 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 bam.
So great.
Bam, yeah. That is just that is literally one of my big college memories from that school I went to for 2 years.
What is your take on the song Squeeze Box?
Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night.
I think it's probably their catchiest song, but mm-hmm. it's really antithetical to what they are. It doesn't sound like a Who record.
Well, yeah. And what was the squeeze box? Really?
The squeeze box, Mike, was probably a concertina.
Concertina, yeah. Well, there are a lot of people that thought it was something else, all right?
Yeah, I hear that.
A lawyer in Fort Worth, Texas, is in the news for claiming you could get a DUI from drinking too much coffee.
Mike?
He posted a video about how DUI and DWI don't just mean booze or illicit drugs. If they impair your ability to drive,
yeah,
legal drugs can also get you in trouble. And he specifically mentioned caffeine. He said it's not something...
to the last sip.
Thank you, Charlie's Choice. He said it's not something that actually happens. It just could. But there are examples of people getting arrested for it. A guy in California got pulled over in 2015 for driving erratically. Caffeine was the only thing in his system, and they charged him with a DUI.
Wow.
Driving too much caffeine.
Was he a morning disc jockey?
Yeah, coming in. I used to do... I'd get up at 3:30 on the eastern shore of Maryland. I would drive into Washington, D.C. to do my morning show. I would have a 16-ounce cup of coffee on one side of the bridge, a 16-ounce cup of coffee on the other side of the bridge. And when I got into the studio, I would have another 16-ounce cup of coffee. And I wondered why I got migraines.
I'm curious, Mike, did you buy the pre-bridge coffee and the post-bridge coffee?
No, I bought them both.
Locations?
I would have two 16-ouncers in my car. No, I would not be foolishly where I would be on one side of the bridge and buy it and then go on it.
Because
no.
I know them.
It'd
I know
be one trip to the 7-Eleven. I got a show to do. I got.
I know the
there.
7-Eleven you would go to on the opposite side of the bridge.
Yeah, it was. The one I went to was. It was near the. Was it on the side? I'm not sure. I think I went over the bridge and then grabbed my two.
Yeah, because it's on a service road on the right side just
correct.
When you get over the bridge.
Yeah, they knew me well.
Yeah. Now, question about that. The most impressive thing is not the amount of coffee and caffeine you had, is how you are able to go 48 ounces without taking a leak. That's like a superhero to me.
I'm
nowadays.
A camel. Always have been a camel. Say still? That to the man that wakes up at 3:30 every morning.
One hump or two.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but I mean, it was too much. It was really, it was crazy. But, you know,
cream
it could have been
sugar?
Worse. No.
Just black?
Black coffee. And yeah. And back in those, and then I had to stop because it was not agreeing with me. And a doctor said to me that's probably the reason you are getting these migraines is you're drinking too much coffee. So I went cold turkey, and then I only rejoined the coffee generation about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And now we've got our own coffee, Charlie's Choice, which is fantastic. From the wonderful Peacock. Is it Peacock, Josh?
Screaming Peacock.
Screaming Peacock Brewery.
Now, when you got off
roastery.
The coffee.
Roastery, not brew.
What did you replace it with?
Cocaine.
Okay.
Mike used to let, he'd do a line of blow before the bridge. Mm-hmm. Line of blow after the
two
bridge.
Two during the show.
Two during the show.
And each side of the bridge.
For the meetings. Let's go, Power 105. A lawyer. No, we already had that.
Yeah, sorry. That's the caffeine guy.
GQ says grandpa shoes are in fashion now.
Finally.
They just did a big write-up in their mag on New Balance's latest offering called Allerdales. I think a lot of this New Balance comes from professional athletics. You see a lot of ball players, a lot of baseball players that are wearing the New Balance, and they look good. It's
New Balance, Mike, always noted for extra width. They were a wide shoe. Well,
yeah, and these New Balances that I'm pulling up don't look like your traditional New Balances.
Okay, let's take a peek. Mm-hmm. I want to see what they look like.
Have you ever bought New Balance?
No, I always thought they were kind of old man shoes.
Yeah, I had a lot of them.
It's the
this is the model you just referenced.
Oh, a chocolatey brown. Is that made of chocolate?
That is not a good looking shoe.
No.
In my humble opinion.
It's got the bad traits of a tennis shoe and a loafer.
Yeah, the brown version, they did an article on that a few weeks ago.
Oh, they do have a white version
as well. Yeah, they said now the white, they described the look as downright orthopedic. I agree with that.
Yeah. But prescription shoes.
Apparently, they're the thing. There's nothing special about them. They're pebbled leather with normal laces and the New Balance logo on the side, but they somehow cost $250.
Yeah, I've got it right here on their website. Yeah. $250.
Do you have the white one? Do you have the white one? I'd love to see a picture of the white one because that probably looks more orthopedic.
I would think so.
A writer for GQ declared that the brand has sidestepped the dad shoe trend and decided to bring the granddad shoe into the mainstream. He says the granddad shoe's moment is only just arriving. I don't doubt that they're probably comfortable, but it might stay a while. And I've always been, have we not always been aware of old man shoes?
Yeah.
Like Velcro straps?
Sure.
Or the there it is.
They don't look any better.
Well, it's the pebbled leather that looks so ancient.
It really does.
You know, man, as my mom used to say, Adidas. I love me my Adidas. Only golf shoe I wear, Adidas. And I love them. I love
Reebok.
When I wear. Reebok, are they? Yeah, you like those tennis shoes that you still have.
Well,
right?
I still have one brand new pair of Reebok high tops from the 80s that
worn at all?
I've worn once or twice, but they are sparkling.
Have you checked
white.
A value on that as far as what they might be going for now?
Apparently, most of the people with my shoe size have passed. So,
but I would imagine you would probably get a little financial windfall.
Maybe,
that,
but I like them. I like them too bad.
Really?
I want to keep them. Yeah.
Have you ever checked the price at all?
No. Want me to right now?
Yeah. Find out how much they are, because I would think that you would probably, if it's from the 80s and they are
late 80s, yeah.
Mint and they are Bristol, mm-hmm. You're probably going to do really, really well with that. So speaking of the 80s, I really do believe this chain came about in the 80s. If you haven't been to a Hooters in years, you're not alone. They've been struggling to stay afloat. According to reports, they're $300 million in debt.
Wow. This happened when we moved. We stopped going to New York, Mike.
Yeah.
Was that a private equity thing?
I'm not sure.
There was a big story last week about how private equity is destroying long-living companies like Joann's Fabric.
They closed about 40 locations in the U.S. Now they're trying to attract more business by making a pivot to being more family-friendly. That's the antithesis of what the chain is all about. It's kind of a guy's place where you go in and look at boobs.
$199 for the shoes, Mike.
Not that big a...
No, not enough to sell them. And I think that when we were going to Hooters on the regular in New York City.
Yeah.
It was a fine family business.
Well,
don't
I
you think?
I think you've seen kids at Hooters forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do, I just am not allowed to go.
Most of them are kids of the waitresses.
They are calling it a re-Hooterization. But it's more like a de-hooterization.
Yeah, just put your foot in the grave now. You're done.
Hooters and their offshoot Hoots Wings have become increasingly family-friendly over the past decade and have long had a solid kids menu, but now they're going all in. Ownership says it's depressing to them that women would not want their families going to Hooters, even dads alone. They didn't say what exactly they'd be changing to make it more PG or when, but it's safe to say. No, it's not safe to say. Don't assume that they'll get rid of the skimpy outfits and bikini nights. I don't know. They don't say it, so don't assume it. You never know what they're going to do. They're also looking to refresh their menu with fresher ingredients. It's fried wings,
Mike,
right?
Isn't they're talking about the chicken. The chicken will be fresher.
Last month, there were reports that Hooters was preparing to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and that could result in more closings. They are currently around 250 locations in the U.S. You know what? One of the best versions of this food that I had one time? All-you-can-eat snow crab legs at Hooters, and they were fantastic.
I bet they didn't make any money on you.
Oh,
I
my
me
God,
neither. I'd
great.
Kill that.
Oh, yeah. We did. It was absolutely yummy.
Hooters was the first place my father took me to get drunk when I was like 20. I had just turned 21, and
probably
we had
not
done
the
something.
Best idea for your dad to do that.
Well, Mike, this was over 30 years ago. No one knew I had a problem then.
Yeah,
and so he took me to Hooters, and he just kept giving me Budweisers.
A sentence that I would never include in my life, even when my dad was alive. That my dad would want me to get drunk. It would be the opposite.
Well, no, I think he wanted to see how I would be, because he gave me
how you would like be drunk or around the girls.
No, how I would be drunk. A spiewag is polite to the death.
Would what? There be a reason for that he wanted to see you get
probably
drunk?
Entertainment
to see if you ran funny.
You don't see that as a problem?
No, because we also had dinner. But anyway, he dropped me off at home, and it was one of the few times my mom called him without, like, just total good news since they've been divorced. She called him and said, "What did you do to your son?"
Was she lighthearted about it? Or
not really. She didn't want me dumped off.
Your mother is the parent that with the better judgment, in my humble opinion. You don't take your kid out and, look what happened to you.
Well, better judgment is one thing, but my father and I had much more fun than she did that night.
I get that. Finally today, Zoomers across the West are having far less sex than other generations did when they were young. But Gen Z women in France are telling a different story. A new survey of 10,000 French nationals conducted by the country's National Institute for Demographic Studies found that a sizable number of young females are experimenting with multiple sexual partners.
Look out.
According to the data, 29% of those surveyed between the ages of 25 and 29 have had sex with at least 10 different men. Meanwhile, the new survey out of France found that 19% of Gen Z females in that country identify as something other than heterosexual. 10% of young French females say they're bisexual, while 5% identify as pansexual. Meanwhile, 2% identify as lesbian, while another 2% categorize themselves as asexual. And, if you want to pursue this further, as I always said about French women, if you want the answer when it comes to French women, always go straight to the armpit hair. That's what I say. That's true. That's still a thing, isn't it? Or does that date
I think
me
so.
A little bit?
Yeah.
I still think a majority of them have that, right?
Yeah.
I'll take some notes when I head there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Josh is going to Europe.
That's right.
And he's going to try to, like, check in with us periodically. Otherwise, it's just him and me.
The voice coming in Josh's headphones in Paris will be, "Quit looking at my underarms."
Stop it. Why are you doing that? France, you're also going to a few other countries, aren't you?
Italy, France, London. I know London's
France,
a city.
That's awesome. You're going to have a
great
time.
I see London and I see France.
I see Josh Soroka's underpants. Are you familiar with the rock and roll oldie Tossin' and Turnin'? That's a good title for Josh to say. Well, in that song, Bobby Lewis tells us that he didn't sleep at all last night. It sounds to me like Bobby could use a nightcap. Today's episode of this podcast is sponsored by Soul. The team at Soul just launched their new out-of-office nightcap gummies, which are similar to their world-famous sleep gummies. But nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for people who require something a little stronger to go to sleep. THC and melatonin in Soul's nightcap gummies work together to promote deep, restorative sleep. How? Well, THC helps you go to sleep faster, stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep. And Soul's out-of-office nightcap gummies also contain CBN and CBD. So you sleep deeply and wake up without feeling groggy. And, of course, Soul obviously made them absolutely delish blueberry lemonade flavor. Science! She blinded me with science, and she failed me in geometry. Plus, if you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold out-of-office sparkling THC beverage. Delicious and relaxing. Be like Rob. Subscribe to the Wonderful Little Helpers. They really work, and I love them too. So hit snooze on crappy sleep. Prepare for a great night. Go to GetSoul.com. Use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That is 30% off your order using the code TMOS. GetSoul.com. Code TMOS. 30% off. That is a wonderful, wonderful deal.
I was, Mike, drinking one of their out-of-office sparkling beverages.
Yes.
And I decided to include a Thomas Dolby lyric in every one of their spots.
She blinded me with science.
Good heavens, you're beautiful.
It goes back to all the time I was an actual club DJ, and that was one of my my go-to hits that I played. They had the...
Really?
Yeah, the disco long versions of that.
A lot of versions of it, yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Josh Soroka, I have a question for you. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm waiting for the question.
The question is
bated breath. Yeah.
The question, it means we're going politics or religion. That's how it goes when you have a question for me.
You couldn't be more wrong. Josh, a Trump third term.
Yeah. I wish he would shut up.
Okay, I would, you know, the reason I ask you is because I think probably even people that voted for him a little too soon. What are you doing? You know,
it's not even a too soon thing. It's not a law. Like, you can't do that.
Yes,
and I thought the entire time he was joking about it, because he makes comments and jokes to kind of upset the media that doesn't like him.
Right.
And lets them go spin off in whatever. But then they asked if he's serious, and he said yes.
Question. I've never read the amendment. Is it more than two consecutive terms, or more than two terms total?
Because it's more than two total. But okay. I think that consecutive thing might be what he's trying to go with.
All right. Yeah. Well, you have to admit, he is, of the presidents of our lifetime, probably the most like Roosevelt. So I say give it to him.
Well, it's much. Shut up, the problem is the way he handles it. Is instead he could have easily said, "Well, no, I can't physically be president, but I can still be involved, like Obama or something," and say, because many people have talked on my side about how Biden's terms was just another Obama term. So he could have leaned into that instead of just saying, "Yeah, I'm serious."
You know what's
funny?
It's not a good answer. This is where the lack of paying attention to history. How many vice presidents were a continuation of the president's policies? Why is that something? That's just the way it works.
About the figure. It's more about the party.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It goes on and on. If you can do that, that's the way it goes.
Exactly. You know? And that's how he should have answered it, is not he's serious about himself a third term, but this Trump Make America Great thing continuing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all over the news. And
be classy. Step down like Walter Mondale.
I think that I'm going to make an effort again to retreat back into my hole and not get caught up in it. I think we're duped. I think this is not something other than really manipulated to get us to keep paying attention. This man
100%.
Knows how to keep his name on the tip of our tongues mm-hmm. at all times. And I get it, you know?
Yeah, and he knows how to get you upset about something stupid.
Yes.
So then he can take care of something else behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
There's
serious stuff going on right now. Make no mistake. But if he throws out the third term, that's something easy to complain about.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, look, I didn't want to give credit to say that this is a master manipulator, but I'm beginning to, as time goes on. But there's historical precedence over, you know, there are patterns that you would see with strong men that are similar to the way Trump is doing this. But most of that comes with his followers. Mm-hmm. I think his followers are more similar than Trump himself, believe it or not. I really do believe that. Well, I think when you talk about his presidency and his authoritarian streak and his admiration of people that are authoritarian, I think he is less so than the people around him that all are like, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yeah, it really does seem
well,
to be.
Well, it's easier to be a follower of a policy than it is the creator of it.
Yeah.
And all he has to do is say it, and he's got a million people doing it, more than a million.
Well, I'm thinking specifically about the people that are in his cabinet and surrounding him. That's
well, we saw him manipulate the media when doing his cabinet announcements. Mm-hmm. I don't think he ever saw Matt Gaetz in his cabinet. I think he put that name out there, so then everyone talked about that and complained about that while he then released some other names.
And as someone who hates to give credit to Donald John Trump, but I will tell you that I think that you would be ignorant if you did if you discounted the possibility where that wasn't manipulating the media to stay out there. I think that you know, the old cliche of all publicity is good publicity applies here more than anybody else. So third term, well, look what we're talking about. I mean, I bring it in there because that jumps to the top of all of the news sites all the time when you see something like that. And here we are again, even though he's climbed the mountain and he's achieved the presidency, you still keep that engine chugging along.
You bring up something, Mike, that it's sort of gelling for me right now. He has a top 40 disc jockey mentality of any news is good news. Anytime they're talking about you is good. And that's fine if you're a top 40 disc jockey. Mm-hmm. But he's the president of the United States. He shouldn't have to worry about being on the top of people's
minds. I know.
That's how he became president.
That's how he became president. I was going to say the exact same thing. So, I mean, but at the same time, I don't know the mechanism or whether this is just an innate ability that because when you get to a certain point where this formula has gone on and on and on, one has to think, you know, I have to think, are we being played? I really do.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll hear more about it. You know what? Let's keep an eye on it and find out when it dies down. Will this be, because I don't think it will immediately in the foreseeable immediate future, but I don't know how long this thing will have legs. It'll be interesting to see. It really, really will, because that's going to keep people talking about this
and
administration.
It is, it's a total play of the media, just like Dictator for One Day was.
Yeah.
And people are, the media still focused on that, where he knew what he was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe look, do I think he's a genius? No, I don't. No, I don't. Let me make sure that people know that. Do I think that there are similarities to authoritarian leaders? I think all the time there are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's part of me that just says, I feel like I'm getting played. I really do, more than I ever
have. I still think that when he announced his candidacy, it was a joke for him.
Oh, I believe that could be true.
And he got sucked into it, and now he can't blink.
Well, he loves the win. I mean, it's the ultimate. It's the ultimate win, and it is the ultimate narcissistic me in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Not that all presidents weren't narcissists, but the idea.
Millard Fillmore wasn't.
Millard Fillmore, thank you. I appreciate that. Always nice to hear that mentioned. When we return, I would like to I've talked about my mistakes in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to talk about a kitchen victory.
Big win.
And what's great about a great recipe is looked at the paper once, and now it's in the Intergovernment. I will remember it forever. And, man, it was...
Boy, that's good news for when you get to the old folks' home, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I don't forget it. It's fantastic.
What's my son's name? Quarter cup of butter.
Everybody, are you struggling to shed those last 5 to 10 pounds? Microdosing with semaglutide or tirzepatide might just be the game changer you've been looking for. And the best part, no BMI requirement. Whether you're that's body mass index, by the way.
It is.
Whether you're just looking to fine-tune your weight loss or you want to break through a plateau, my lovely wife, my bride, the apple of my eye, the woman who is 130 years younger than I am, Carla O'Mara, has you covered. You see, at DermGlowSkin.com, it's a simple process. Take the quick online quiz, get doctor approval, and then have your treatment shipped straight to your door. No long appointments, no waiting rooms, just results. Plus, payment plans are available, so reaching your goals has never been more accessible. My daughter doing it with Carla right now.
Oh, that's
great.
She is
on one of these wonderful medications. It's really changed so many lives. I come across people every single day that have successfully done this. Why wait? Get started today at DermGlowSkin.com and take the first step toward the body you want. Carla's inbox always open. Email her today. Be the best that you can be. I'm Mike, and I now have the ability to participate in lumberjack games. That's the real passion. I'm going to Maine this summer. I will be, let's just say there won't just be a native Mainer that'll be dancing on that log.
Yo-ho!
Now, go in peace to love and serve the clients. Thank you.
Mike, I think your best lumberjack game is the climbing the greased pole. But you're very good at the stepping on the spinning log in the water. God, I've never seen anyone like that. And barefoot.
Yeah, well, I have a secret for the grease pole that I don't share with a lot of people, but I'll share it with you right
Thank
now.
Thank you. It's, what is it?
Before the competitions, about 3 weeks before, I stop trimming my fingernails. Just like a badger. Just like a badger.
And that's tough on the family, but it's
tough
only
on my
3 weeks.
Really? I'll tell you, that bark and grease, it takes hours to get rid of that. All right.
I'm going
to
mail you an emery board.
Little guessing game.
Okay.
Who would like to pick the cuisine, the heading being the cuisine under which my dish was placed?
Josh, would you like to go first? There's an obvious first guess that I think is wrong.
Now. I don't know
Josh,
which direction
you,
to go with
Josh,
this.
Did you stroke out there? I'm just kind of curious for a second.
I think title of the cuisine.
I think Josh,
if it's a category or a... And yes, I can't say the word cuisine. Cuisine. It is. Cuisine, maybe.
I love you, man. That is awesome. Cuisine. The cuisine.
So I think
that's
Josh,
a name we called something else at American University.
Look out! Look out!
Where are you doing? Going up to the 8th floor for the cuisine, if you get my drift.
I think Josh would guess Italian, but I'm thinking not Italian.
Not Italian.
See, I was thinking Italian.
Well,
that's where I got confused if I was supposed to choose a type of Italian.
Gets the for not
so
Italian.
I'm thinking Mexican.
That is in. Correct.
Oh,
not many
seafood?
Of them out there. No, it was a chicken dish.
Ah, the southern part of the United States. And
what?
You fried
chicken?
The
they chicken.
Chicken. Yes.
It was not fried chicken.
Okay. Then this is a curveball, but I'm thinking Indian.
It is not Indian. I will jump right to it. This is a silly game to waste our time with. Yes. I will tell you, it was Asian cuisine. Little Chinese, little Thai, little combo, but I am here
so
to say.
So spicy? Was it spicy?
It had a little spice. There was just a bit of, but I made the traditional, and they call it restaurant style, chicken fried rice. And let me tell you, easy peasy, and I won't say the second part of that. It was yummy.
Squeezy.
It was really, really a smash. And with my kitchen failures, you know, I've talked about them on the show where I go back to the Christmas Eve gray roast that I pulled out of the oven one time. As my sister will always say to me, it was still juicy. Thank you, Kath. That's one of the few times she supported me and then got right back to her old ways when she called my second Boston Terrier a pit bull. But anywho.
But he was also juicy.
Yes, juicy,
wasn't there
delicious.
a Wasn't there a stuffing from Paula Deen that was a noted failure?
There was a stuffing on a Thanksgiving at the old Manassas house that Paula never liked a stick of butter more, Deen, that it was so heinous. It was so nasty. It was so over-buttered. And I followed the recipe to the T. It was like an oyster stuffing.
Yes.
And it was just – it was like the breading – was sort of disintegrating because of the liquid that was in there. I don't
couldn't
know if
stand
I put
up to the
bread.
Maybe you
there.
Needed a more artisanal bread.
Then, of course, there was the time Colonel Colburn came over, and I think I shorted everybody on shrimp because I I didn't buy enough.
Wasn't there three per person?
It was terrible. there were like three little shrimp that I don't know what I was saying. I was an idiot. I've had some kitchen disasters, so when I
but
have a
triumph. But this is a success.
Success.
Walk us through it real quick. Like,
real
do you pre-cook the rice?
You pre-cook the rice.
All right.
That's the key. And not only do you pre-cook the rice, you put it in the fridge and chill it. You chill the rice. That's part of the thing.
Isn't that why restaurants use, like, the next day rice?
I think that that's probably similar to what it is, but rice is rice, and you can keep it in the fridge for a while if you cover it. And
you know what Mitch Hedberg said?
What's that?
He said, if rice is a great food, if you want to eat 2,000 of something.
Who's Mitch Hedberg?
He's a great stand-up comic.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Mike, I can't explain my brain. I'm sorry.
I understand. Very funny.
Thank you for saying it was not just funny, but very funny.
That was a witty. That was a witty aside. Yeah. Oh wait, I've got that. Hold on a minute. Where the hell is it? Come on, where's my sum of it? Really fine, please. Oh, hey, I found it. All right.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
Hey, Mitch Hedberg.
Hey,
hippie comic.
Then the only thing that made it messier than I wanted to be and more time consuming is everything has to be cooked on its own before the whole thing is
lots
mixed
together. Lots of pans. Lots of
pans. So a pan for the vegetables, a pan for the vegetables, cook, set aside. Then you do the chicken, cook, set aside. Then you do the egg, cook, set aside. That's the real
pain. I'm guessing
pain in
what peas, carrots,
peas,
onions?
Carrots and onions. You're nailing it. I mean, it's no secret, but
no,
I mean,
it's great
man,
dish.
Oh man. And you know, here's the key. A little cayenne pepper in the egg mixture.
Hear ya. That's good. Ooh. Strong.
And then hoisin soy. That's it. That's all you put in there. And you know, hoisin soy sauce is like pure sugar. It's yummy, yummy. And it was not too heavy. And I think it was healthier because that's.
Do you scramble the eggs and then add them in? Because I've seen recipes where you fry them in the rice, like you warm the rice.
I think you could have done that, and I would have liked to do that. In my opinion, I would have loved to mix everything up and then put the rice in.
Yeah.
But and I might try. I'm going to experiment with it and. And I got an invite from one of my buddies who wants to get us and another couple over there. And he said in the text, was sitting next to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the three couples getting together with our kids, which we all have young
Good.
Kids. And he said, hey, you can put your chef's hat. Why don't you come over to our house and put your chef's hat on? Is that asking me to cook dinner for everybody at his house?
I think
yes.
so.
Yes.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm thinking maybe, right? That
well,
might
the
be
thing
a,
about the
that
fried rice,
thing.
Mike, you could cook all the ingredients in advance.
That's right. And then just pour it in and mix
combine them at
it.
His house like a cooking show.
You're working today. See, when you get on the food subject, nobody's better.
Thanks.
Nobody's better than Rob Spiewak. I'm going to do that. I think it's
and
fantastic.
Don't forget the trouble. You want to make
the
some
trouble
money.
Game.
You,
oh
you want to make some
God.
Money when you leave that house.
Now I can't wait for the social event. I'm
just
actually going to look forward to it.
Just make sure, Mike, you've allowed every guest to have 2 cubes of chicken.
Yeah, that'll be a good idea. There's really not enough to eat.
I'll sit this one out.
By the way, you have to kind of make it in advance if you're going to cook it like that and then just get a big, giant thing to mix it all
up. A wok. You know what? Tell him you'll bring your chef's hat if he oils his wok.
Hi, Timu. I'm looking for a wok the size of a Jeep Cherokee. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun. You got the beautiful video,
Mike, it's
right?
Gorgeous, and it's fun, and nothing about rice.
And the fun, and the bling-bling, and the blaze, the pipe. Hey, I want to talk to you about Naked Wines, ladies and gentlemen.
So good.
How would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party? Not just with fried rice. Hey, you don't need that. You can come up with your wine. Make up a story about being in a text chain with the U.S. Defense Secretary. Because that is a lie. Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, family, and community over a shared bottle of the grape. Turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Let's go.
Go.
You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code for both the code and password. You'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for 6 bottles of wine. Only $39.99. The wines are fantastic. Good luck with that whole Greenland thing.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Boston. You know what? Mentioning Greenland, Saturday Night Live, nice try this weekend. Not a single remarkable sketch. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Really bad. Please try harder. Okay. Mike.
Well, you know, when you've got 11-year-old cast members, where the goal seems to be making them more waif-like and ridiculously young-looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's weird. How about some grown-ups?
You want grown-ups?
Well, do you ever think, really?
They don't want to do that.
Do you think Dan Aykroyd in his 20s and Bill Murray and John Belushi in their 20s look like these kids in their 20s?
No, because these kids are beautiful.
They're little pretty perfect little pretty people.
Right, they still have funny people.
How's it doing for TikTok? That's all SNL cares about now.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Yeah.
Bowen is funny. Place. Bowen Yang is funny. Yeah. Mike, you had a restaurant. Did you ever have trouble with your grease trap?
We did. In the restaurant business, you do what are called grunges.
Mm-hmm.
And grunges are referred to with that great name because it is a deep clean that has to be done usually monthly in a restaurant where
you
really have to.
How often did you do it at
in.
O'Mara's?
Every 3 years. You teed that one up. Yeah. Grease traps are problematic. They really are. They clog.
And when they clog, you call a plumber. And as is tradition, you pay the plumber when he does his duty and he unclogs it. But if you don't pay him, the plumber has the advantage.
Owners of an East Side restaurant say they feel extorted after they say their plumber returned.
Absolutely, that guy. First of all, his collar is 2 inches too big for his body.
Yeah, and it's a little boy collar, too.
Yeah, you know what? He could be on Saturday Night Live.
He could.
Clog their pipes over a disputed bill. Our Liz DeSantis joins us after hearing both sides of the story. Liz?
This is in Evanston, Indiana.
Well, Rob, when the plumber didn't receive payment right away after a finished job, they returned the next day to undo their repairs. Now, it's a matter that might normally be settled in court, but this plumber decided to take matters into their own hands.
Oh.
This is great.
What started as a normal day at the restaurant has Thai bistro and bar owners saying they feel extorted.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. It's like, okay, just...
This guy.
Is this really happening?
Operations manager
Good
Jesse Sanders
fake grass
says
on the
when
wall.
Their grease trap started to overflow, they called Hevron Plumbing Company to fix the block. 3 days later, when it happens again, they called
Looks
the plumber
healthy.
Back.
It does.
This time, saying it was an emergency.
So this was the first invoice, basically explaining all the work he did. And then this is the second one, basically doing the same exact work on all the lines, and he charges double.
The bill was $235. The second was $390. And
still
the owners
nothing.
Refused to pay the second one.
It's not about the money. It's just about him just standing behind his work.
Restaurant surveillance cameras show the plumber returning the next morning.
And this is so day, great. We received a text message saying that he's on our property. He put a balloon into our grease trap, and he's not going to remove it until we paid.
So he reclogged the grease trap.
Wow.
With a balloon. He was using technology to ruin their plumbing.
You know, in the era of $1,000 for everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that unreasonable.
No.
That he was charging them under $1,000 for
especially
all the work.
Especially two trips and one of them classified as an emergency and they get out for under $600. He should call that a win.
I think it sounds like a win. But, you know, I think you get a slippery slope, especially when you, you know, do something like this or you slip on the grease. Yeah. Did they ever settle it or did the guy with
Mike,
the bad collar
it's still in the air. Hopefully we'll get an answer before the end of today's program.
Very good. And
you don't call the news station if it's settled.
Nah, don't think so. Absolutely not. Totally.
Can you imagine the text message? I put a balloon in your grease trap.
Yeah. Pay me. Pay me. And to get the balloon out, maybe you just go and get like a hook.
I was thinking just a needle.
I thought he would have poured grease back in. You know, that's what I would. That would have been really
the grease
bad.
Trap, it's just like an it. Takes the grease and puts it in a container that people can take away, right?
No. You put out a grease trap. You put out like cheese on a wooden pedestal and try to catch the grease.
Hey, you got me.
Hey, how you doing, Estelle?
Mike.
Yeah.
I feel that the world is a less civilized place than it used to be.
I agree with you
and
there.
And thank God Idaho is taking measures to combat that. Although this will affect you if you ever go to Idaho, Mike, you're going to have to get rid of your truck nuts.
Sponsor, Republican Senator Brian Lenny from Nampa.
I've also heard an argument about this bill saying, well, it could penalize people who put certain things on their trailer hitches. I don't think we need to go into that. But there's certain
balls.
Things people put on their trucks. That look like part of a male anatomy.
Testicles.
So close, Senator Lenny.
I've seen those. They make me chuckle.
Yeah, I think they're funny.
So what's the law they're trying to pass?
Something regarding public nudity, mostly targeted
banning,
at breasts.
Banning truck testicles.
But it also, it in a loose interpretation of the law, Mike, it includes truck nuts.
Truck nuts. And truck they, nuts. Can't you put them on? I could put them on my SUV, right? I don't know. Well, they don't have to be in the in the trailer hitch of a.
I took mine off the trailer hitch and hung them off my belt buckle. Is that okay?
No, you were impersonating a person with bigger nuts, though. That was illegal.
Yeah, they demanded to see some identification.
You know, what fun you could have now that I'm thinking about it if you were just sitting there and going into a restaurant. And, you know, put them on the inside with the fly and stuff like that. I'll have a double quarter pounder with cheese. What are you looking at?
And they'll say, we can't help you. There's a balloon in our grease trap.
Callback time, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. If you're out walking, say with your dog, and you see a piece of trash and you pick it up, would you put it in a neighbor's trash can just for convenience? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I think that's okay. I would not do it with bagged up dog poop. I think that's too much.
I no longer, though. I think post COVID, a lot of people don't pick up strange trash.
Oh, that's when I started.
No, I'll pick up the trash.
I never cared before.
But I won't put it in a stranger's trash can.
You won't?
No.
You like crumple
it up, put
it in your pocket.
I'll carry it home and put it in my trash can.
Oh, you're a better person.
You're a good neighbor. State Farm is like a good neighbor, but
I'll pick it up. I'll put it in their trash, and then I'll pee in their yard. That's me.
Now that's when you walk the dog in just a t-shirt, right?
And my fake balls. And my fake balls.
To be fair, it's a pretty long t-shirt.
And by the way, every neighbor that stares, I turn to him and I go, "What?
Take a picture. It'll last longer."
Wow.
There are things you don't want to find in your trash, though, that don't belong to you. Like this fella.
Kind of like, okay, this is disgusting.
Alex Van Dyne spent years working in television news throughout the country. But he never imagined standing in front of the camera talking about...
You kind of know what the urine smells like.
Yes, urine. That's what this story is about. But before you turn away, understand that this could be you living in a Northeast Portland neighborhood, minding your own business when he shows up in the middle of the night. This all started in September when Van Dyne and his wife noticed their garbage bins had not been collected. Six bottles of urine in his recycling bin. The garbage hauler wouldn't take it. It's biohazard. Eventually, Van Dyne pulled his garbage bins, hoping that the urine dropper would go away. And he did. Straight to the neighbor's bin. And then another neighbor.
It sort of started to, you know, unravel.
What the ass?
So he just keeps dropping off bottles of urine.
It? We don't get any closure?
I can give, no, there's no closure. Of course
no,
not.
No, like, answer to
it. No, I mean, it's
so
just
many
a guy.
Questions. I need I know. Keith Morrison out there. Come on now.
Mike, I just want to tell you that it, I mean, it's a big deal out there in Portland, and the police have made it their number one priority.
Would you, why would you be, I mean, he's driving a car.
A Buick.
Is he? You don't know if he's homeless. You don't know if that he's doing that because he doesn't have the proper facilities. I'm lost. I'm
what
totally
I hate
lost.
Is that all those bottles were different bottles. I would like to see them more orderly.
And if you have to go outside somewhere, right? And you,
no,
don't
you
have
go,
to fill.
Mike, he's driving. He needs to go in the bottle.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
What did they call them when truckers would pee in like a Pepsi bottle and throw it? Then they called them like sunshine bombs.
Yeah, he called it fun.
I think it's truck bomb.
Truck bomb.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're aware. You should be if you pay attention to this show. We're having a little cruise.
Yes, come along.
December 5th, and we'd love you to join us. And cabins are still available for the TMOS Love Boat Cruise. We are really, really, really looking forward to it, ladies and gentlemen. So please go to michaelmaraschow.com and check out the TMOS Love Boat Cruise. We'd love to have you join us. We're going to have so much fun. Got a live show, got a cocktail party, got a Jeopardy. It's going to be a blast on the, what is it? The Seaside. That's the name of the ship. We are so excited. The MSC Seaside. It is a beautiful ship. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do I want to do, drop my pants or fire a rocket?
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.